Well, it's 8 minutes after 5 South African time. It's a beautiful Mubarak Friday morning, the 19th of Safar 1444. Let's welcome our beloved Fadilatul Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafizahullah Ustad. Welcome to the Q&A this early Friday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, this Mubarak day, blessed day of Jumu'ah Friday, the 19th of Safar 1444, we continue with the tafsir and commentary of the noble Quran. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Surah Hajj, chapter number 22 and verses 60, 61 and 62. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentions Dhalika, the aforementioned, that how Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will reward people. وَمَنْ عَاقَبَ, and whosoever he retaliates, and because he was punished, بِمِثْلِ مَا أُوْقِبَ بِهِ, so that person retaliates because similar to the amount that he was punished and he was tormented and he was tortured. So you have all the right to defend yourself, obviously. ثُمَّ بُغِيَ عَلَيْهِ, thereafter again the people rebel and oppress him. That same person was oppressed the first time is oppressed the second time, third time, whatever. لَيَنْسُرَنَّهُ اللَّهِ, then surely Almighty Allah will help them. If you just take this for the land of occupied Palestine, if you take this for Kashmir and in India, Kashmir, Indian administered Kashmir, you take this for Syria and Libya and so many other parts of the world, then you will see that in this day and this age, it is the Muslims that are oppressed in most parts of the world. Inna Allah la'afuun ghafoor. Verily Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is all forgiving. And ghafoor, ghafoor in this context will mean Allah Ta'ala conceals and covers the vices and sins. So ghafoor means forgiving and means covering and concealing our vices, so all that meanings can come in. Dhalika, the aforementioned, bi anna Allah yuliju al-layla fin nahar, that Almighty Allah enters the night into the day. We see now we're going towards summer, and now the days are getting longer, the nights are getting shorter. Who does all this with precision and accuracy? 1,000 years, million years, only Almighty Allah knows. Wa yuliju al-nahar fi al-layl, and the day enters into the night. Wa anna Allah sami'un basir, and verily Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is all hearing, all seeing. Dhalika, why all this? Because bi anna Allah wal haqq, verily only Almighty Allah is the truth. He is the one and only worthy of worship. There is no other deity besides him. Therefore we as Muslims worship him alone. Anybody, any organization, religion, cult, philosophy, ideology, call it whatever you want to, they worship this, they worship that, and they say they're worshiping God. Remember, remember all that are rejected. Wa anna ma yad'una min dunihi. And that whoever calls and worships beside him Almighty Allah, or they ascribe somebody something to Almighty Allah, who will batil, that is falsehood, and then they will pay the consequences in the year after. Wa anna Allah wal aliyul kabir. He is the one who is exalted, and he is the one who is very, very great, very, very big. On this day of Jumu'ah, Friday, we should be reading Suratul Kahf, Surah Dukhan, Surah Alif Lam, whatever surahs we can read, inshaAllah. And Allah Jalla wa Ala give us tawfiq. We read abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Regarding the local news, international news, global news, let's take you to two stories in Saudi Arabia. Number one is this. If you know Saudi, then on the northern side there, Saudi has got 13 regions, provinces, regions they call it. So if you go towards the northern side, Tabuk and so forth, there MBS Murtad bin Shaitan is building the new eco city, Neom. And in that place there, remember, there were two leaders and they said, no, we don't prepare to give you the land and so forth. So they arrested and imprisoned them for 50 years each. That is how crazy he is. And yesterday I sent out to Mauna Arafat and I sent out to some people. It was late at night, but today I'll send it out on the groups and on Telegram, that what they wrote about him, the blood and the oil and so forth, and how crazy a person he is and how dangerous he is. So therefore you, the Muslims, also need to wake up, and humanity at large, all of us need to understand that he is not a Muslim. Remember, he has been planted there to cause more havoc and harm to Islam and Muslims. But Almighty Allah will deal with him. So we will send out that book today, inshallah, on PDF, and you can read it in your leisure time for the pleasure of Almighty Allah. And you can Google the story of 50 years imprisonment. You see, when you bootlick America and all these countries, then they humiliate you. So that now the one on the list is Egypt. So America, Biden administration told them that your human rights record is not good. So now they're withholding $130-120 million of aid to Egypt because of the human rights. When was their human rights correct? I'm asking you. When was the human rights of the rogue apartheid terrorist regime of Israel correct? But you are giving them billions of dollars annually. So it shows the double standards everywhere. Then there in Samarkand, the member in Uzbekistan, a big conference started yesterday, and Jinping and Putin, remember that they meeting on the sidelines, and they agreeing on 80-90% of the issues, and they will become a very, very big force against America. And then you put in Iran there, you put Afghanistan, that will be joining them also, it seems, and thereafter Turkey and so forth. So it will be a very, very big strong power. Remember that. We hope that inshallah, that once the dollar crashes, then remember America falls, they have enough problems. That the people are saying they don't want Trump and they don't want even Biden to stand. That is some of the polls in America. Then remember, we come back home and you just see what is going on. In India we need to go. Two stories there in India. And number one, they are now going to the madrasas and our Islamic schools and so forth and so on. And they are surveying from where, what are you teaching, from where are you getting funding and so forth and so on. The more they try to demoralize the Muslims in India, the more Islam spreads. And the world can see that how crazy some of them are. That six of them, you should call them terrorists and rapists, that they rape two women and multiple rape. It seems to be their favorite pastime. And then the Dalit women, what they call the untouchables. After that, they strangle them, hang them on the tree and so forth. So what can you expect? Remember, when they do these type of things there. And then remember our madrasas, Darul Ulums, we should pray all, may Allah protect them everywhere in the world, and especially remember they in India and Palestine where they're facing great, great challenges. Last one, remember for our beloved country, you know what is happening. Every day, imagine a person died in 2004, 2010, and the court cases are still going on and on and on. So how can you have a judicial system like that, where the people who are the criminals or alleged criminals can now say, no, today I'm sick, or today my lawyer is not available, and some crazy, crazy excuses. So therefore, South Africa, we better wake up. Our judicial system is failing us. We are in Lanesia. Just go nearby and El Dorado Park, and what will you see there? Six-year-old boys, eight-year-old boys, girls involved in drugs openly, and the police know who the drug lords are, but they do nothing because they're being paid. You must remember that. There's one word they use, you know, it's not good, but remember that. They say buck and druk, if you'll understand Afrikaans. So that is the reality. Remember that. It's an absolute shame and disgrace. Remember that. Our children who are not even mature are already on drugs. They're already watching porn. And then the next thing is they want to experiment, and when they get the chance, they'll start raping. So this is our South Africa. And then the curriculum, they want to teach porn to children who are not even baligh and not even mature. That is the proposed curriculum to come to South Africa. Allah alone protect us. Almighty Allah envelope us in His mercy. Read Durood Sharif abundantly. Salawat, make dua for our beloved country and humanity at large. 8:30 to 9, inshallah, Mona Zahid Khan will interview our brother Ammar. He embraced Islam, mashallah. Then 11:15 to 12:10 or 12:15, plus minus an hour, will be the khutbah and salat from Makkah Mukarrama, that is Sheikh Usama Khayyat, and we'll translate and make dua. My Jummah, inshallah, Al-Aziz, will be here in Sabri Masjid today, and we hope everything goes well with our sister there in Durban, Sister Rashida. Allah, she is my auntie's daughter. Allah make easy for her. Ameen. And for all those who are ill and sick, Allah Ta'ala grant them shifa'i kamil.
Listen to this one, Ustad. Somebody says here that one of the agents, we took them to court, and they said that Mufti AK mentioned that we must not take a person's dirty laundry out. He has agreed to pay us in terms. Anonymous sister, Ustad.
No, you see, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. People will always twist our words for their own sinister agenda and ulterior motive. I said you must take them to court when they are not going to pay you. And if they're paying you, then remember, then you don't have to go. But if you don't take them to court, they won't pay you. That is how they work, you see. So you must take them to court and then tell them this is the payment we want, and you must pay for our lawyers' fees and everything there, because we are the oppressed people. How much we had to pay our lawyers, how much delay tactics you use. So that is how you must deal with them, because they don't have scruples. Remember, there are some of these agents. Yeah, we don't say all, but that is what you must do. When you are the oppressed, then you need to take them to the cleaners. That's what we are saying. Remember that with Europe, with America, with Israel, all the damage you did. Now they speak, Biden speak of human rights in Egypt. And where's your human rights regarding our brothers in Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay? When you speak of Europe, you see Hungary. Hungary is already now on the verge. They have big problems with the European Union. They say it's not a democratic country. It is an authoritarian state. Why? That president told them, go fly a kite, go to hell. We will not allow LGBT business here. Now, where's doesn't he have the right to say that? So remember, this whole thing here is skewed, so that we must go into the Dajjali fitna, into all the enemy territory, and then for the new world order and so forth. So these are the people who have to pay reparations for all the harms they have caused, Muslims and non-Muslims in different parts of the world.
I see Sister Irene, she says good morning to you and to the team. She wants to know, Ustad, she says that, AK, why are married Muslims mostly males, not allowed to speak to females to give them advice. Sister Irene Ustad.
My sister, I'm asking you something. Right when a man leave Muslim out for a little while, when a male, irrespective of his religion, starts inviting the lady, so what will happen? Will he be praying P-R-A-Y or will they be praying P-R-E-Y? My sister Irene, I don't know you, but I assume, presume you're between 30, 40 years old. You belong to the Christian church. Don't you see what is going on there? That how they are praying on the boys and the pedophilia and all those things going on there? Don't you see what is going on with the monk and the nun and so forth? The monkey business going on there. Don't you see in this world what is going on? When you leave a male and female alone, go ask Clinton what he was doing in the White House with Monica and all of them. So my sister, Allah has a system. We say every Muslim should be a da'i. Da'i means an inviter towards Islam. But male should go to the male, female to the female, so that we promote and we advocate a pure and a chaste society. Take our beloved country, my sister Irene. According to government sources, you have 90. Believe you me, that number exceeds 100,000 by far. But anyway, we take their figures. 90,000 of our daughters in school are pregnant already. So what is South Africa becoming? South Africa is becoming a failed state. South Africa is becoming a state of haramis and a nation of bees, illegitimate children. Do you really believe, my sister, that when you have a free society and so forth, Satan, Lucifer will tell you go and invite towards Islam or religion and so forth? But thereafter, the flirting, the joking, the touching, and then one thing goes on, and eventually you know where it will end up, in the bedroom and whatever else. Therefore, Islam, when it wants to solve a problem, it doesn't go to the fruit on top, give everybody a condom. It says, go to the bottom, to the root. Wala taqrabu zina. Do not even go near fornication and adultery.
I've got here Ustad Brother Lincoln. He says that, do you know that in China everyone is living a normal life, AK? But I just heard now that there's a new virus out. Please inform the listeners, because during COVID we lost a lot of South Africans. My name is Lincoln. Ustad.
Lincoln, you're still buying that story, my brother Lincoln. Don't you realize all the doctors are coming out now? When I say all, I mean majority, many of them. Leave Muslim doctors. Today I will send out something of Dr. Kirsten and so forth, a Muslim doctor from Cape Town, I think he is, and others remember that. So what things they are speaking about today, I'll send it. Today we'll send out a lot of things, and all of you on the groups, inshallah. So you must be there ready. You'll get a lot of things today, inshallah, and send it forward to everybody. Anyway, so my brother, don't you know that the doctors are coming out and telling you that the whole COVID was a plandemic, was a scamdemic, and so forth, and now they are demanding from their governments, you know South Africa, you know we got no planning, we got nothing. They are sitting with vaccines in the thousands and thousands, maybe millions also, that are unused and just will be dumped. Hayazi. That is the answer you will get. You must remember that. So remember, don't fool yourself, my brother Lincoln. Don't believe the herd mentality. Today they will tell you monkeypox. I'm giving you the next one's name. You telling me, I must warn the listeners. Yes, I'm telling them. If you believe in it, then the next one will be donkeypox, and you must be a donkey to believe in it.
Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. Somebody says, Ustad, what is the dua for security in one's home at night? Crime is just too high in my area, Ustad.
Everywhere there's crime, my brother. Only Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, will help us. Ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chiraag se. If you understood Urdu or Hindi, then you will understand what I said. We have the best security outside. But the Trojan horse, the elephant in the house, remember, the crime inside. So how many politicians, majority crooked, how many ministers, minister, majority crooked, and you goes on and on and all, that the businessman feels that if I don't steal and do crooked business, how will I get rich? That is the mentality today in South Africa. So remember, my brother, I give you one Quranic dua and one dua from the Hadith Sharif. Quranic dua, chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, regarding Joseph, peace be upon him, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا. Almighty Allah is the best of protectors. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And he, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, is the most merciful one to show mercy. So read that abundantly. Whenever you see from upstairs, I come downstairs, so I read two du'as now this morning. And every day, Alhamdulillah, Bismillah, one phrase, in the name of Allah. Tawakkaltu ala Allah, I place my trust solely, only on Almighty Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no might to take us towards good deeds. There is no power to prevent us from vices and sins. Three phrases, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, four things will happen. Hudita, you will be given guidance. Wakufita, your needs will be taken care of. Wawukita, divine protection will come to protect you. Watanaha anhu shaitan, and the Satan, Lucifer, and his cronies and comrades will take flight. Remember that Abdullah ibn Umar and Sahaba, the beloved students of the Master, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they would emerge from their homes, then they would read, Allahumma sallimni, Ya Allah, you protect me from all the evil, wa sallim minni, and protect everybody else from me. So we read plural. If you want reference of this, go open Imam Bukhari's work, Al-Adabul Mufrad. Allahumma sallimna wa sallim minna. So read that abundantly. For yourself, for your children, your flowers, night time, read Ayatul Kursi. Read the four kuls, kul ya kafirun, kul wallah, kul falak, kul binas, and blow on your flowers, children. Only Allah will protect us. Ya Hafidhu, Ya Hafidhu. Ya Allah, you are the one who take care of us and protect us out of your benevolence and mercy, Ya Rabbal Alameen.
I see Bruno says, Ustad, that where do you get your answers from? Are these questions previewed before your show? Bruno, Ustad.
I haven't seen one question, my brother, and we don't see. It's live, my brother. Nothing recorded, nothing pre-recorded. What's your question? You ask now, and then we'll answer you. So no, brother, we are transparent, no censorship, and Islam does not believe in the hiding anything. We are here to teach, to promote, and advocate Islam to you, my brother. We beg Almighty Allah to guide us so we can guide you on the right path, my brother Bruno.
I see he's busy typing the question, Ustad.
Yeah, quickly, send it now, then Maulana will ask it. Carry on with the next one.
Somebody says, my question is, why are some of the people of South Africa so gullible, Ustad?
Not some, but in the world, majority of the people are gullible. Therefore, the Quran Kareem states, وَإِنْ تُطِي أَكْثَرَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يُدِلُّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Chapter number 6 and verse number 116. What Almighty Allah says, chapter 6, verse 116. And if you obey, hypothetically, this address is to the Master, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but obviously the greater connotation is for me and you. The Master, peace be upon him, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is protected by Almighty Allah. So if you human being, you're going to follow majority of the earth, the people on this earth, you diluka and sabilillah, they lead you astray from the path of Allah. Iyattabi'una illa dhanna wa innum illa yakhrusun. They just follow conjecture and guesswork, and then they're taking chances. So chapter number 6, verse 116. So people, masses are asses. You must remember that. That is Muslim and non-Muslim if you take majority. Therefore, democracy is what? Hypocrisy. So democracy is democracy. After D-E-M-O put an end there, and it is Satan that has told people democracy. There's no such thing in Islam as democracy. South Africa brought democracy. What you brought? Everything failed. That is what you brought with your democracy. So our SAA in the doldrums, our trains and prasa and whatever else in the doldrums. So you must remember state-owned entities in the doldrums. So what is functioning properly? You can't give us power properly, but they say they're a powerful country. So how does that work? You explain that to me.
Allahu Akbar. I've got a brother here. I'm reading the question. It's Brother Aiden. He says, morning, if you are saying that America is a bad country to live in, then why are you all Muslims moving to America? It's a shame on you how you people love Hollywood. Remember, a president is to serve his country and protect his country. Brother Aiden, Ustad.
Aiden, we hate the American foreign policy. What is America doing there in Palestine, occupied Palestine? Do you agree with the Israelis, the baby killers, the terrorists, the Nazi regime of Israel? Do you agree with them? And who is helping them the most? Is it America or not? So then, and Muslims, Guantanamo Bay, do you agree with them? That for 20 years they are there in jail. Where's the due process? Where's their human rights? My sister, Dr. Afia, so where is her human rights and so forth? So that is our problem. Muslims, remember, we're not here to defend Muslims. We are here to defend Islam and to teach Islam. So everywhere you will get some rotten apples, whichever religion you belong to, Judaism, Christianity, Hinduism, you get some bad people. So yes, it's true, we don't hide from that. If you give the Muslim opportunity today, they'll rush to America and then they will regret. You don't see Craig and Barbara, so they rush from South Africa and one of them is American. And then what happened? You can ask them. And then they came back to South Africa. They say there you have to be straight everywhere these cameras. South Africa, you can go zigzag because the robots don't work here, you see. And the potholes are also all right. We play dodgem cars here. We go zigzag, you see. You understood now, my brother? So we have problems with your policy. That is the problem we have with America.
I see Bruno says that, do you guys believe in life after death? You said every person going to heaven will be 30 years old. So will you get 30-year-old babies too? Bruno, start.
My brother Bruno, you see, it's life. So you ask the question now and we answer you now. Alhamdulillah, we thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. For us as Muslims, remember, it is an article of faith. We must believe in life after death. Almighty Allah created us. So now people did good actions, but they did it solely, only for the love of Almighty Allah. Nobody knows. You, Bruno, took 50 rand, $50, $5 you gave a poor person. Nobody knows beside the two of you. So Almighty Allah will reward you. And remember, the person committed today, they will say the perfect crime. Then they will write a novel. They'll make a movie out of it. They make him a star and so forth because he got away with $1 million and so forth. So logically also, you need the day of justice and you need what will be the consequences, my brother. So this is what we believe in. If a person is Muslim and he was a good Muslim, he passed away and so forth, so then inshallah, Allah's mercy comes and then he enters paradise, eternal success. If a person died and he's sane and mature as a non-Muslim, or he died as a hypocrite, he only paid lip service to Islam, but the real faith conviction was not there in the inner recesses of his heart, then that person will be dispatched to Jahannam, the hellfire. Surah chapter 33, verses 64-65, chapter 4, verse 48, chapter 4, verse 145. So you got all that, Brother Bruno? Write it down. Chapter 33, verses 64-65, chapter 4, verse 48, chapter 4, verse 145. So all that enshrined in the Noble Quran. So if a non-Muslim did good deeds, he received his reward here in the world and nothing in the year after for him. When a person enters Jannah and paradise, whatever he desires, you want babies, you'll get the babies. You want whatever, you'll get. So yes, we will go into Jannah and paradise. Not 30, we'll be 33 years old. And that is when we reach our prime and so forth. So remember that everything there will be according to our worms, fancies and desires. No worry, no sorry, no anxiety.
Ustad, is dreams a reality? reality from the unknown Ustad.
Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, said, Ru'ya, dreams, you get three categories. One is Bushra, glad tidings, you saw Makkah Mukarrama in your dream, the Kaaba, the cube, the Baytullah, you saw Madinah Munawwara, Masjid Nabawi, the green dome and so forth, you saw Masjidul Aqsa and so forth. Look at the Jutlas, the settler, therefore we say to the baby killers there in Israel, one settler, one bullet will settle many issues. During this week, so many settlers came into Masjidul Aqsa, and now they're preparing them for Rosh Hashanah and for the Kippur, Yom Kippur. So that is their next aim. They want to steal and occupy Masjidul Aqsa as they stole Masjid Khalilur Rahman and occupied it. These are the haramis, you must remember. And if you don't know what harami means, the big B, remember that. B with the capital B. So they're recording me, and you send it to your grandfather in Israel also. So anyway, the point I'm making here is this. So you saw all these places, our holy places. So that is Bisharat and glad tidings. Sometimes you experience a terrible nightmare. Somebody is coming with a sword, with a gun, and shooting you, and snakes, and what have you. So that is Takhwifu Shaitan. The Satan is a terrorist, and now he's troubling you. And one is Tahdisu Nafs, that you are obsessed with a certain person, boy or girl or what have you. Now you see them in a dream, so that is your subconscious mind. For the Muslim, we will say, perform wudu and read your kalima and read the surahs, Ayatul Kursi, and then sleep and make intention not only of Fajr, make intention of Tahajjud, and Almighty Allah will bless you. Last question.
I've got Sebastian. He says that if you could please explain to me, why are the soldiers in Palestine so merciless towards you guys, Ustad?
Remember, because they are haramis, you must remember that they are baby killers. They are not a chosen nation, they are a cursed nation. Why you think that they were kicked out from 70 different countries at different times, if you study the history of Judaism? And they will be kicked out from occupied Palestine in time to come, and then they'll be begging for mercy. Almighty Allah speaks of this, my brother. So, Sebastian, I'm giving you two references before I go. My time is up. Go, Sebastian, chapter 17, verses 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You got it? Chapter 17, verses 4 to 8. Go and read the Noble Quran, chapter 7, verses 165, 166, 167. Chapter 7, verses 165, 166, 167 is a cursed nation that will be punished till the day of justice. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.